Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Someone asks, what do I think about Michael Saylor stepping down as CEO of MicroStrategy? I didn't know. I don't have an opinion. It's probably not a very meaningful move, other than, I guess, he's just deciding that he doesn't want to be at the forefront of the company anymore. I think he's made awesome stuff, and I think he's good. MicroStrategy will probably highly benefit from the next bull run of Bitcoin, and he's the best man set up for this to happen. So respect to him, and I don't know what motivates his decision. I didn't even know. I learned it from you. So a great guy, Michael Saylor. Today I've been harvesting beautiful two big bowls of lettuce. There's a lot of lettuce in there, and it's just about 1/5 or 1/6 of the total lettuce we have that we have to harvest right now. I have some raspberries, sage, mint, and a big bowl of parsley, all very compacted. This is a lot of stuff to eat, and there will be more coming. I'm very enthusiastic about the productivity of the garden this year. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? If you would like to support the show tonight, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Genesis says, I love Farmer JF. Mark says, JF, which supplements were used? I've used one giving of fertilizer at the beginning of the summer, and I've been careful not to put much, if any, on the lettuce section, because I wanted to test what the lettuce does without fertilizer, and it does really great. Now, in my soil, there is a lot of cow manure that comes from a farmer who's our neighbor, and he brought us some cow manure, so that really helped. I think it gives just the right nutrients for the plants, and that's pretty much it. Next year I will have the Styx recommendation, which is azomite for supplementation of rare elements from rocks. Cynical Biped says, lettuce looking good, you should sell at the farmer's market. I don't know if I want to get into selling. I like to give. Many of those I give. But selling is a different thing. Selling is attracting the attention of the government and taxation and sales tax. I don't want to start all of this. So, and on top of it, you know, to catch a lot of customers, you have to have a lot of presence. You have to give a lot of hours, which I really don't have in my life. I'm not going to go at a stand, wait for hours to get a couple of customers to sell them $2 or $3 lettuce. You know, it's just not worth it. So what I rather do is I give a lot, and, you know, I exchange services. Sometimes, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to give you some lettuces, and one day whenever you have something that you have extra, you give it to me. And that's how it goes. That's how I prefer to function. I want us to look at 10 minutes of the Alex Jones trial, because I think it shows the pettiness of this process, how the judge let the jury ask questions. And when you let the jury ask questions, it should be for helping them make a factual determination. But in this case, the jury has allowed questions that were argumentative. Basically, the jury telling Alex Jones, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Do you think we're part of the conspiracy? And this is absolutely terrible. It's a terrible look for justice. And unfortunately, it's what justice will become increasingly as it's taken over a bunch of people without morals, without the same morals that have guided European civilization for so many centuries. We have basically a witch trial, female type of bashing, of reputational bashing that's happening. And it comes very clear when you see the kind of question that the judge has allowed the jury to ask. None of these questions help the jury make a determination. They're all questions meant to insult Alex Jones and to make a point. They should have been objected to because they are argumentative, but it didn't happen. I don't know, perhaps the Alex Jones lawyers didn't want to complain too much, but those are definitely not fair questions to ask. And on top of it, Alex Jones is not even given a chance to fully answer them. It's like the judge would interrupt him. When you're faced with an argumentative, loaded question, there's a lot of things to unpack. You have to say, well, you know, the thing is, I disagree with the premise of your question. And the judge was cutting Alex Jones throughout. So just to position yourself in the trial, in case you've not been following, the judge has already found Alex Jones liable because there was a discovery set of requests, and it is the view of Alex Jones that he has responded properly to the discovery, but it is the view of the judge that he was evasive and that he didn't give the documents that were required. So the judge made a default judgment saying Alex Jones is not engaging fairly in the discovery process, therefore he loses the trial already. And so the jury part of this trial is solely for the damage. And the damage that are being asked by the families of the Sandy Hook tragedy is $150 million. Now, these people, I find them extremely dishonest. Yesterday, we had a parent of, and I'm not saying that Sandy Hook is a conspiracy. I really don't care. I've never covered it in that way. But the parents are extremely dishonest. You had the woman who was a mother of a child killed in the tragedy, and she was looking at Alex Jones in the eyes while making her testimony and saying, why do you say I'm an actor? Why do you keep saying it? But we know absolutely that Alex Jones is not still saying this. So she's on the stand, making it look like Alex Jones is still saying it. Alex Jones has stepped back on his statements back in the days. Alex Jones is not at a point where in the present time he is claiming that she's an actress. I don't know that he ever, in fact, pointed to her individually and called her an actress. So this is dishonesty because she was looking at him in the eyes. Please stop. Please stop calling me an actress. And you had Alex Jones nodding of the head. He was like, I'm not calling you an actress. This shows that these people basically are acting. In this testimony, she was acting. She was faking a statement that Alex Jones would still be standing by when it is very well known in the court, and the evidence has clearly shown that Alex Jones does not stand by such statements anymore. Let's look at the questions from the jury. This is exactly what a trial shouldn't be. A trial shouldn't be an opportunity for the jury to moralize the defendant and say, will you correct your behavior? Will you be doing better next time? Do you think there may be some suggestions that you could take to improve and for worse?
Wait, Mr. Jones, what happens now is a little different. I'm going to read some questions to you, and you answer them.
Okay.
You need to answer the question exactly as it's presented, nothing extra. If you don't understand it, you tell me that, okay?
Okay.
There is a theory called mass shooting contagion that posits the effect media has on inspiring future mass casualty events from coverage of previous events. Are the media that report on these events accountable for any damages that occur from their reporting?
Objection, Your Honor. The validity of this theory has not been brought forward by an expert testimony in this case. It would be prejudicial for the jury to be exposed to this theory. or to have a question that takes it as a premise when no expert has pointed to the probability of the truth of this theory.
The studies do show that hyping up shootings causes more shootings, and talking about the shooters does that. And I think that all the media contributes to copycats, but they have a First Amendment right, and it's just part of the world we live in.
So I want to just ask you to answer the question. Are the media that report on these events accountable for any damages that occur from their reporting?
No.
Okay.
This is a legal question. The jury cannot ask Alex Jones to give an opinion on this. The question of whether they're liable is a matter of legality, and indeed they are not liable, simply because when they do their reporting, it is not with the goal of causing further shootings, it is with the goal of exposing the truth, and they have their First Amendment right, as Alex Jones was pointing out. So we cannot insert considerations of harm into our job when we're trying to expose the truth on an event. Because if you do so, then anyone could argue that something is harming them. If I do something that shows Joe Biden in a poor light, it's harming Joe Biden. But we cannot have an argument where Joe Biden could bring me in court and say JF has to stop talking about me on his show because it harms me. Harm considerations are not a valid judicial basis to keep someone from speaking.
If no, why doesn't free speech systems capitalize on the opportunity to act better than the, quote, mainstream media, unquote?
This question is absolutely ridiculous. It's the jury saying, why don't you do better than CNN? Why don't you capitalize on this? The jury is not here for a suggestion box on how to improve InfoWars. This is a freaking defamation trial. This is insane that the judge could ask this question. The jury is saying to Alex Jones, why don't you do better and stop talking about school shootings? You're not there to give propositions. You're not there to constrain Alex Jones to take a different direction in his coverage. What the fuck is this?
By not asserting information recklessly in their reporting, and
look at the basis of the question. It's loaded. Why don't you take the opportunity to not cover things recklessly? Have you stopped beating your wife, Alex Jones? Have you stopped doing it?
Why does it not attempt to minimize harm from their reporting?
Again, false premise on the question. Does not attempt to minimize harm. What do you know about it? Nothing in the trial has indicated that InfoWars does not attempt to minimize harm. And anyways, it's not even a duty.
I agree. I've learned a lot more about mass shootings now, and that's why we...
And Alex Jones is in his position of kneeling. That's really too bad, because nothing will save Alex Jones here. And we'll learn later in his testimony that he's basically prepared for a $150 million finding, because I think he has all prepared for bankruptcy, and so that he doesn't have to pay anything. But Alex Jones, by kneeling here, obtains nothing, because he's stuck with a biased judge to begin with, a biased jury, as we see from these questions. And so there's no reason for Alex to kneel. I would say to Alex, you know, keep your pride and just arrange your life so that the $150 million doesn't hurt you too much.
Have 1/100th the coverage of Uvalde you would normally have. And I think that was even too much. But you've got to...
And it's like, I've reduced the coverage of the school shooting to 1% of what it used to be. And even there, it's too much. Well, if it's too much, why do you do it?
I still report something happened, but statistically it's terrible what happens, but it's very small compared to, say, automobile accidents. So I think we should report on what the big death numbers are, like famine worldwide, 60 plus million have died just the last 3 years.
All right. So, thank you, Mr. Jones. Why do you think Sandy Hook was a conspiracy?
Absolutely ridiculous. Alex Jones has already stepped back on his statements on this, and the question is phrased in the present tense. Why do you think Sandy Hook was a is a conspiracy? Holy shit, I cannot believe that this is being let to happen. The answer to this is a loaded question. I reject the premise.
Because I had seen so many other things in history that would be classified.
And see, Alex Jones starts talking in the past, but he doesn't take the time to specify that the question is dishonest in and of itself. Because he has already indicated that he was stepping back on his statements at the time. And so he doesn't believe in the present tense that Sandy Hook is a conspiracy.
That had been staged or completely made up. That when you're a hammer, everything starts looking like a nail. And I saw really powerful forces politicize it and blame gun owners. And so I guess at a subconscious level, I felt offended. I knew I was innocent and that I hadn't done what Adam Lanza did. So I think we subconsciously didn't want to believe it because it was being blamed collectively on gun owners. And that's in retrospect, years later, when I realized that I did used to go overboard and believe everything was staged or almost everything. And so it's definitely been a learning process in dealing with that. That's why I thought it was staged. There were people out there that brought up things that sounded credible. And I'd seen so much stuff that was,
All right. Thank you.
And see, he doesn't even finish his sentence cleanly, so eventually the judge stops him because he's in a kind of free-rolling type of language. His answers, by the way, for someone who's a professional of public speech, he looks like just a regular guy trying to formulate sentences poorly.
Going back over what you already
said.
Are you going to change the way you present your news and comments on your show based on what is happening today?
Yes, I'm going to do...
Unbelievable. This is a lesson for an elementary school student. I mean, it's slap on the ass of Alex Jones. How can we let a jury ask the defendant, are you going to change your coverage? We are stepping into basically the force of the state here being leveraged to control what is said on the public space. This is a kangaroo trial, as Ariel Suarez says. Mark says he just admitted guilt there. We're not at the point of guilt admission mattering here. We are at the damage point because the guilt or the liability has been established by the judge before even a jury came in. The jury is just there to assess the amount of damages. So he can recognize guilt all he wants. It doesn't matter. Now, it may matter in the sense that perhaps he would have a better... Perhaps there would be a couple people in the jury who are willing to stand for a very low damage amount if he considers that he's been the victim of an injustice.
Of my best, because I've never been like the corporate media that lies on purpose, but we've definitely made big mistakes, and it's been terrible for everybody involved, including myself, and so I really do want to try to change things and hopefully be a more positive force when it comes to issues like mass shootings.
Your employees have appreciated your ability to tell the truth and how you allow them to express their own creativity and individual personalities. In light of their obvious loyalty, would you take personal responsibility for their actions and decisions while at work for Free Speech Systems and InfoWars?
Absolutely. Useless line of questioning since he was already found guilty and liable. So it really doesn't matter for the damage amount to ask him whether he takes responsibility for what his employees does. This was already established by the judge. I would have objected to this.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, I am responsible for what they do.
Thank you. If you are genuinely sorry and regretful about how your words caused harm to...
See the passive aggressiveness in these questions? if you are genuinely sorry for what you did, you are basically making a hypothetical here, suggesting that he's not genuine. If you want to include that in your decision, include it if you think he's not genuine. But it's not your job to be questioning Alex Jones and trying to torture him about the possibility that you don't find him genuine.
Grieving parents, how do you plan to show, rather than just tell, that you are sorry? Would you, for instance, join and promote Ms. Lewis's Choose Love movement to help make our world a better place for our children?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Would you accept to associate on order of the jury? Would you accept to associate with this group of parents that you have hurt? And would you be doing volunteer work for them? At this point, Alex Jones is being turned into a slave. I mean, this trial questions the very idea of indentured servitude. At this point, we have the jury saying, You have nice words, but we would like to see some actions. How about you do some actions? The actions are better than the words. How about you join this group of parents that just sued you for $150 million? Grapes Coda says, I'm going to lash myself with this whip for every child shot. I mean, at this point, it is just to shame Alex Jones, and the jury is very clear about this. Mark says, so they have a hardcore leftist in the jury. Is there no way to appeal? I mean, there are ways to appeal, but the big problem is very often those issues, they get swept under the rug. And how are you going to prove that the jury had a militant leftist in it? And I think there's more than one, given that all the questions are loaded, all the questions are moralizing. Silver Spider says, I could see JF on the stand autistically saying nope and defying all of their praying until they burn him at the stake. Absolutely. I'm the kind of guy who ends up burnt at a stake because I never kneel. That is definitely me.
Absolutely, regardless of how this goes, I would invite her on the show in person next week. I would invite her and Neil. I think she's a great person. I apologize to you legitimately.
I want to see this show. I want to see this show, but it's sad that Alex Jones is being compelled to invite them, basically, by an intimidating jury.
I would love to invite you guys on the show regardless. So you can actually come meet the people, come on. And I think it'll be huge for everybody to see that. And I want that. I'm more concerned about that than I'm even monetary stuff. And because I do not want to be the Sandy Hook guy. And I want to show the world that what's been misrepresented is not who I am, but that I have done some things that are wrong. And I didn't do it on purpose. And I apologize. And I want to make it better. Because
Going forward, would you consider providing better training to your employees about how to be sensitive to individuals involved in a tragic event while still taking a stance on government or globalist agendas?
This is not a focus group. This is not your opportunity to improve InfoWars. It's a fucking trial. People died. Holy shit, it's like this jury is triggering me so much. I'm actually hurting for the children who died, and yet we're here talking about improving InfoWars. And have you considered this, maybe?
Yes, absolutely. And we've been trying to do that. And I was planning to shut down InfoWars 6 years ago when I got married. I promised my wife, I love the crew, I'm sick of this. And then I've got stuck in this fight with the system and everything else that's going on. And now I'm going to continue InfoWars to make it even better. And because other people have said they want to use this case to shut me down.
You, again, don't tell us anything about anyone else has said.
I understand.
That is hearsay. Disregard any hearsay. And I want you just to really just answer the question.
Oh, yes.
Nothing else. As a person wary about and questioning the authenticity of clipped videos, how much precaution do you...
This is in reference to, they showed him a clip of InfoWars where he wasn't even the one speaking, and it was it was showing a statement of one of his hosts that the judge in this case is a judge who has been working with CPS before, and CPS has been known to be involved in child trafficking. That was just it, and it wasn't even Alex Jones speaking. And they were like, "Do you take this trial seriously?" And Alex Jones was questioning, "Well, I would need to see more than a 5-second clip. I didn't cut the clip that way. That's you guys cut it that way. I would need to see a little more to see the context in which this was said." And the jury is holding it against him. They're like, "For someone who questions 5-second clips, now look at what they will follow up with."
Do you plan to take with the clip videos presented on your own show?
At this point, they're saying, "You contested in this court that a clip of 5 seconds was taken out of context in your case. Will you consider showing more than 5 seconds on InfoWars when you clip other people?" It's like, this is such low-level, petty, moral request. This should all be barred. This does not help the jury determine the injury.
We take way more precaution now than even mainstream media, because our listeners get mad if we put something out that's fake. And it has been a long time since we did that. And we did do one 3 weeks ago. And
Alex Jones sucks. Holy shit. It's been a long time since we've done an error like this. We've done one 3 weeks ago. You just contradicted yourself within two sentences. It's been a long time, or you've done one 3 weeks ago. And no one has asked him to admit to errors of using small clips on his show. This was not demanded by the question. Why is he spreading toward, "Oh yeah, I'm going to admit another error that we've done on the show 3 weeks ago"? This is not what the trial is about.
I rarely smash stuff, but I did smash it in my office. And because it pissed me off so bad that we aired.
And here a suggestion that perhaps the defendant is violent, lack of self-control. Terrible testimony here.
Deep fake video. They're so good now that I've developed an allergy to this stuff. Like, I don't want to be wrong. And I don't want to try to lie like the corporate media does on purpose. And we did air one about the CEO of Pfizer, who does enough bad stuff on his own without us putting it. We didn't do it. It looked so good on Twitter that we put a fake video out.
All right. Thank you.
Holy shit. It's not a good practice in a testimony where you are being evaluated for damage, for harm done, to admit some other damages that are not even included in the count. Now, if I'm a jury, I'm like, okay, Alex Jones deserve maybe more punishment than $150 million, because I was not aware that he just published a deep fake video of the Pfizer CEO. I don't know what Alex is thinking. Maybe he's getting nervous. Maybe he doesn't care also. We will learn in a later question that he doesn't care, ultimately. He doesn't care about the amount. Look at it's coming very soon, I think.
The defense has testified InfoWars mentioned Sandy Hook less than 0.5% of the time. Is it your stance that there should be no punishment for breaking the law as long as it is done only on rare occasions?
This is so presumptuous. It's like, as part of the argument you have to do in court, you have to present a fair representation of what the harm was compared to your overall business. Alex Jones is like, keep in mind that covering school shootings is not the mainstay at InfoWars and never was. And now the jury is like, are you saying that we shouldn't punish you because it's a small part of InfoWars? It's never what he said. Everyone knows that's not his claim. It's not his stance. It's a ridiculous extrapolation from something he had to say anyway.
Okay, can you read that again, please?
Yes, I can. The defense has testified InfoWars mentioned Sandy Hook less than 0.5% of the time. Is it your stance that there should be no punishment for breaking the law as long as it's done only on rare occasions?
No, it's not his stance, and the question is loaded, and you reject the premises of the question anyway.
Well, this is civil, but there is a law of right and wrong. And we have paid a massive price for the mistakes we made.
Okay, Mr. Jones.
Yes, read it again, please.
See, this judge is arguing that Alex Jones is not answering the question. But the question is loaded. The question is implicating something about Alex Jones. So Alex Jones should have the right to answer in his case. Because the question clearly is not about the general legal principle. Clearly, the question is trying to imply that Alex Jones has said in this trial or thinks somehow it is a stance that if you do something rarely, it's not a crime or it's not a civil liability. When he never said this.
Is it your stance that there should be no punishment for breaking the law as long as it's done only on rare occasions? Yes or no?
It's not.
And the whole hesitation of Alex Jones is not serving here just because the jury is already biased against him. And so they will see any hesitation as, oh, he's trying to lie. When in fact, it's the confusing thing that's happening that's making him hesitate. It's like, are you really asking me this? The answer is no, Alex, no.
No, I don't think, even when people do stuff on accident, I think they're still somewhat culpable. But I did not do this consciously.
No, Mr. Jones, that's not the question.
If you have let the jury imply something wrong about Alex Jones, you have to let Alex Jones answer and make a case for himself. This judge is totally out of order.
Your definition of blue collar?
I'm talking about people who I think are great, who are working so hard that they don't have time to be involved in the weird esoteric bubbles of the liberals or the conservatives or anybody. I can't even keep track of what the liberals are doing, or the conservatives, the libertarians, or the transhumanists.
So your definition of blue collar is people who work so hard they can't follow all these things you're saying. What is your definition of blue collar?
He just said it. She asks for it again. His definition of blue collar is the working people who sometimes don't have the time to follow politics. That's it. How can she be frustrated at this? That's his definition. That's what he meant when he used it in the trial.
My definition of blue collar is the working man and woman who keep their head down and keep the whole world running. And in my experience, generally are not even paying attention to politics.
Where did you get the idea that jury are all blue collar?
At this point, it's the jury having a discussion with Alex Jones. Ah, I'm a rich man in the jury. I'm a billionaire in the jury. How can he say that I'm a blue collar? Okay, bro, maybe he was wrong about this. Why are we losing time of the trial to basically make a point to Alex Jones that you're not blue collar and yet you're on the jury?
I mean, I've seen statistically, I read in news articles in Austin that a lot of times it's...
Okay, don't tell us what you've read, remember?
And here, this is amazing. The question is, where have you gotten the idea that people on a jury are blue-collar people in general? It's like, where have you gotten the idea? Don't ask a hearsay question if you don't want to hear hearsay. Where did you get the idea? Alex Jones, there's two places he could have gotten this idea. Either it's a self-introspective meditation style Zen realization. Like he was alone in a dark room, isolated from any sensory stimulation, and poof, it hit him. Like Okay, juries are filled with blue collar people. Or it comes from someone else, somewhere, some newspaper, some study. And so it's got to be hearsay because of the phrasing of your freaking question.
Not here?
No.
What did I think?
Yeah, it's a bad question. Where did you get the idea?
And now she realizes, oh yeah, the question was hearsay. Yeah, that's why basically Alex Jones' lawyers should have objected to all of these questions. They didn't. They got a chance to object even in the absence of the jury. They got a chance to object based on the list. And they've let all of these questions pass. They didn't say a thing.
If the place you got the idea is from someone else, then you can't tell us that. So it's a tricky question for me to ask you. I'll agree with that. Okay. What compensation would you believe to be appropriate?
What compensation do I think?
This is interesting because here it will reveal basically to the jury the boundaries under which he would pay. And Alex Jones is about to reveal to the jury, despite being ordered not to do so by the judge. He doesn't have the right to do it, but he will be able to slide it in. He's going to say anything above $2 million, it's going to bankrupt us. So Alex Jones is signaling to the jury, give me more than $2 million and I disappear. I'm worth zero. My company goes bankrupt, my employees lose their job, and I will just be a troubadour playing banjo on the streets and filming myself for $0 a day. That is a very strong message here.
I think appropriate. Despite these numbers that were presented the best week we ever had, that's when COVID was starting, and there was a run on storable food nationwide, and so they...
Mr. Jones.
No, but I'm just saying.
Well, speaking of compensation, would you believe to be appropriate? It doesn't really matter about that.
I understand, but I can answer the question however I wish. I'm not barred from talking about where we're at financially.
No, you are at this stage. Right now, the question is what compensation would be appropriate?
Any compensation above $2 million will sink us and...
See, that's the key. And I'm super glad it's okay, even if basically the judge had told him already and there was already an order keeping him from talking about his ability to pay, because the judicial system divides between ability to pay and compensation owed. So the compensation owed is about how much did you hurt these people, and ability to pay, that's in a later part of the trial. That's if he cannot pay. So he cannot touch upon the ability to pay, but he was able to slide it in. That's exactly what you need to do, because now the jury is going to be waiting in their mind. Should we give him more than $2 million? Because if we give more than $2 million, there's zero that they're gonna get. If we give him $2 million, he might be able to pay it. So that's a strong signal. Absolutely, that was the best performance part of Alex Jones. He was able to put a decision, a seed of decision in the mind of jury. Are you sure you want to start running for $150 million for the rest of your life? You're not going to see a penny from it? Or do you want $2 million and I'm going to pay it?
Will we shut down? No. Appropriate, not to you, appropriate for what happened to them.
I mean, I think it's appropriate for whatever you decide you want to do.
Okay.
Because I'm really...
That's a great answer. Thank you.
I think here that was very important also. It's whatever you want to do, because he got cut there. But I think what he was about to say would be something along the lines of, I'm all set. So whatever you choose, I'm all set for the bankruptcy route. I'm all set for, if you give me $2 million, maybe I'll pay it. $1 million, $500K, I would pay those. Alex Jones has been very clear here to the jury, you do whatever you want. But there are paths that you may take that will not be as rewarding as you want it to be. If you try to take too much, I'm disappearing.
Have you ever made the distinction while live on air to your viewers that you are speaking as a pundit and not as a journalist?
Again, super loaded question. Are you ever informing your viewers that you're lying to them? This is not the right place for a jury to ask. I mean, it would be almost too much if the plaintiff's attorney was asking this. Now it's the jury asking this.
Thousands and thousands of times, but this is my opinion. You should research what I'm saying. All this stuff we're covering is other people's opinions. You need to look into this. When I'm really sure about something, I'll be definitive about it sometimes, and I'm usually right. But we constantly, I mean, this is talk radio on TV. We constantly explain these are people's opinions, these are debates, these are ideas. In fact, I even used to play an intro that said the views expressed here aren't necessarily those of the host, the guests, the callers, or the station. It's a standard thing.
Are you aware that this jury consists of 16 intelligent, fair-minded citizens who are not being improperly influenced in any way?
At this point, I'm tapping out. Are you aware that this jury consists of 16 intelligent people who are not government agents? They're saying, do you know that we're not part of a conspiracy? Do you know that we're very intelligent? It's like, this is argumentative. You cannot ask questions like this in a court. Whether you're one of the liars or the jury doesn't matter. It's a question that's trying to make a point. It's like, yeah, I'm not aware that each of you is intelligent because you haven't spoken. You're a fucking jury. So there's no test of intelligence at the entry of the jury process. So there's nothing that forces Alex Jones to find you intelligent. This is passive-aggressive jury slapping the defendant.
Yes, I don't think that you are operatives. I don't think that you are part of a false flag. I don't think that you are bad people. I think you're good people, and I just am very, very critical about the whole process that I've been through so far, where I've given, I believe, everything over, and then I'm always told we didn't, even though we're seeing it. And so that's why I'm really concerned, because a lot has been misrepresented.
You wandered off the question.
Okay.
Do you feel you're getting a fair trial?
It was clearly a question about whether he feels the people have been fair to him in this trial. And it's totally fair for him to explain further what he meant when he said that there was irregularities in this process.
Well, and if not, why not?
Do you think that you've gotten a fair trial, and if not, why not?
But
I'm barred from saying.
Succinctly, please.
It seems here that he was coached by his lawyer to perhaps not attack the judge directly or something like this, because it seems that he has something on his mind that he knows he can't talk about.
I have been found guilty by a judge, and I thought in America you're found guilty by juries or innocent.
There's no guilty or innocence in civil court.
I understand. It's
liable or not guilty. So please don't use... You're not a lawyer, that's fine.
Okay, well, I've been found liable, by a judge, and in all the other cases coming up, I've already been found. So this is a dangerous new system they're setting up, and if people want to get rid of that and get rid of America, it's okay. I understand. We're an old republic. Maybe time for us to go, okay?
But how many employees...
Alex Jones just dropping America under the bus. I mean, I understand that it was done in a black-pilled way here, that he's not truly dropping America under the bus. But he's like, yeah, so everything that you guys are setting up as a system that is destroying America, I understand that perhaps it's what you want to do. Perhaps you want to get rid of those old concepts of fairness and justice. maybe it's too old. Maybe the concept of fairness and justice is too old for the new generation, but this whole system is a circus. I love this one.
Employees does InfoWars have currently?
We've got about 80 workers and contractors, and well, about 80.
What was the annual revenue of InfoWars in the most recent fiscal year?
I don't have that number in front of me, but it was, I would imagine, 60, 70 million. Those have been our biggest years, or 60 or 70 million.
That's very interesting, because I've never known exactly how much InfoWars is making. They are making between 60 and 70 million in the most recent fiscal year. That is a lot of money. That is a massive amount of money.
Gross. And
but that is gross. So much of it, I guess, goes into producing the pills that they sell. So it's definitely not in the pocket in terms of profits. Much of it probably goes into shipping, that kind of stuff.
So the question is, how much money am I making?
No, the question is, what was the annual revenue of InfoWars in the most recent fiscal year? But I think you said you don't know. Do you know or not?
It is like $70 million right around there.
What are some specific changes you've made to your business processes to increase oversight and accountability at InfoWars?
I mean, I think I've explained to people we're not just some little internet show, and I'm telling myself this when I'm telling them that you need to really pay attention to what you're doing, because everything you say is going to get looked at and zoomed in on, and even if you didn't mean it for harm, it could be turned around for harm, so you need to really realize you have power. It's like the Spider-Man thing: with great power comes great responsibility. And I definitely have underestimated how powerful InfoWars was, because I'm always thinking of myself as small, and you know, and then I've only realized the last 4 or 5 years how big we are.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. I appreciate your time and testimony. You may return to council table.
Thank you.
And that's it, guys. This is the end of justice in America, because the fact that these questions could be asked is comforting the jury into thinking that they can be on some kind of moral crusade, that they can be on this kind of suggestion pathway where they can constrain the defendant's future coverage, future First Amendment right protected speech to whatever they conceive is responsible speech. I mean, this is the destruction of the First Amendment live before our eyes. The simple fact that this session of torture and intimidation was let to go on in a court should give you pause into thinking that there is still due process in America. There is none. That is my take on the Alex Jones trial. Now, of course, CNN was clapping and, oh my God, Sandy Hook family attorney exposes Alex Jones' dishonesty during brutal cross-examination. What is the claim dishonesty here? That disclosed to Jones and the court that he had recently acquired evidence. So basically, the lawyers of the plaintiffs have received an accidentally sent email from the defendant's side, from the Alex Jones side. The accidentally sent email contained all of the text of Alex Jones, and the text revealed that something that Alex Jones had said before was false. Alex Jones had said, "I don't remember sending any text message about Sandy Hook," and the pile of text messages that they accidentally received did contain a certain message mentioning Sandy Hook. And it's like, this is not even Alex Jones caught in a lie. It's just perhaps he didn't remember that he had sent this text message. Perhaps he has never seen this text message. It's absolutely ridiculous to present this on CNN as this is some massive bombshell revelation. Another win for the conspiracy theorist
your iPhone in a digital form. It entails just about everything the government would like to know about you. And yesterday in the Dutch media, we saw a perfect example of what it could entail in the near future. We had the CEO of one of the largest Dutch banks say, why don't we start with a personal carbon credit? A carbon wallet, she called it, actually. So right in line with the plans that the World Economic Forum people have for us. And she said it in a way that was particularly funny. She said, well, if everyone gets an individual personal carbon credit, why don't we make it so that rich people who, for example, want to go on holiday a little too often can buy personal carbon credit from other people who, for example, can't afford buying plane tickets or eating meat too often. So we can that way swap it out.
So if Bill...
I don't know what she was talking about, but I agree. Wow, what a beautiful woman. I had not seen this girl before. Stunningly beautiful. I'm sure that what she was saying about the carbon tax is extremely important. Wikipedia restricting new users from editing the recession page. Oh la la. Wikipedia has decided that the leftist interpretation of the word recession is truth. There can be no more arguments. And they have said it that there is no consensus about what is exactly a recession. It's a very blurry term, you know. It lacks consensus. Now, somehow the experts can agree on super complex questions like the heating of the global climate, but the word recession, the experts have never really agreed on anything about it. Progression in the Ukraine war. Not much is happening, but a slow progression on this side here. You can see the advancement of the line where we see most of the events of the front line is much more advanced than when we used to be. We used to look at it. They were around here. They were taking over Popasna, and now they are advanced to here. And so it looks like this town here and this town here, Slavyansk, would be the next targets, the next big targets, if the Russian forces want to continue advancing. As far as Izium, it is now fully under Russian control, and the front around Kharkiv is still present but has not made any progression. DK Shadow says, Rational Wiki was a dry run for what they wanted to do at Wikipedia. That's a nice way to see it, indeed. Tonga eruption blasted enough water to fill 58,000 Olympic pools into the Earth's atmosphere, NASA says. So powerful volcanic explosion. Just popping water into the air. Okay. Gotta be careful around these volcanoes. COVID vaccines injuries quietly being compensated around the world. Programs in countries around the world have begun quietly compensating people who have been injured by or died as a result of the COVID-19 vaccines. I'm totally unsatisfied that these programs are good because they ask for a threshold of demonstration of causality that is most of the time not met. If you just died 2 days after the vaccine, they will not necessarily conclude it was the vaccine. You're going to have died from this, which is a recognized side effect of the vaccine. The problem is many people will not have the chance to get a diagnosis before they die. And in many cases, we'll just know, oh, well, the heart stopped for some reason. Mark says, Jeff, as far as I'm aware, no single compensation in the U.S. Yes, there is actually one compensation out of tens of thousands of requests. And the one compensation that passed the threshold is an allergic reaction to the vaccine. Basically, these allergic anaphylactic reaction. That's the only one that they've admitted as causal demonstration. And it's like, wow, we have, at this point, we have even evidence of bad batches. People are sharing this on Twitter. We have, like, there's more death for this vial than there is for this vial number. I think it's pretty strong evidence that there was something in the way these vaccines were made that eventually changed with time and that reduced the chance of death. The Twitter activist behind the far-right libs of TikTok is an Orthodox Jew. Does that matter? I didn't know this. I don't remember seeing this. Maybe I've seen it pass. But I didn't know that the libs of TikTok is an Orthodox Jew. So a kind of super conservative Jew. Very interesting. Very interesting that she is offended by these educational attempts at making LGBT propaganda and that kind of stuff. Nicholas Petris says, based Jewish ally. Yeah, I mean, I've always said that the conservative Jews, the truly conservative Orthodox Jews, are very good neighbor in the sense that they're not the ones who are going to vote your country to the left. They're not the ones who will demand anything from you other than respect them and they respect you and we leave each other. Live your life as you wish. GOP rep Jackie Warlorski killed in head on collision. Car crossed center line and hit Warlorski. Top aides who were also killed in crash identified. Representative Warlorski was 58 years old. So that's in Indiana, a Republican politician in Indiana. He was driving on a road and the other side of the road, the other car, just went on his lane and killed everyone in the car. That's really too bad. Pelosi departs Taiwan after a whirlwind tour as China declares median line no longer exists. So we've seen a little more response from China, but by this time Pelosi is already out. But China has sent a couple of jets and they got closer to Taiwan than they usually do. They got a warning from the Taiwan army and they drove back. So not much happening on the side of Taiwan. Biden signs new executive order on abortion rights. Women's health and lives are on the line. President Joe Biden signed an executive order to help ensure access to abortion in light of the Supreme Court's decision earlier this summer to eliminate the constitutional right to the procedure. The president said the order helps women travel out of state to receive abortion. So basically, abortion buses and making sure that you have clinics at the border of those states where it's illegal. Okay, that's the attempt of the federal government at continuing abortion, even if it's made illegal in certain states. I don't think it's super important because women who get convinced by these kinds of services will be much fewer than those who would go to the neighbor clinic. Kansas overwhelmingly reject new abortion restrictions. In a decisively lopsided win for pro-abortion activists, Kansas voters on Tuesday rejected proposed amendments to the state constitution that would have expanded the legislature's power to restrict abortions. So it's 59% versus 41%. The leftists are claiming this as a victory and as a sign that the abortion question will matter in the midterms, but I'm not sure about this. I think perhaps people felt they didn't want to have a constitutional change for this. but I don't think it will necessarily influence how they vote on the federal election. Senate bill classifying Bitcoin as a digital commodity to be introduced today. A new bill classifying Bitcoin as a digital commodity could be introduced today. This move would empower the current watchdog of derivatives and future markets, the CFTC, to gain regulatory jurisdiction over Bitcoin. I don't know exactly what to take away from this. Is it a good development? Is it a bad one? I don't know. I have no idea. Alex Jones challenges Trump to admit he was deceived about harmful and experimental vaccines. I think that's a clever... I think Alex Jones is right here. Trump has committed a massive mistake with this embracement of the medical totalitarian state. And he should fix it. Because I don't know if he can win an election being so pro-vaccine when his base is so anti-vaccine. I mean, he got booed by his own fans when he brought the wonderful vaccine, and they booed him for it. That's not a position to be in if you want to become president again. The guy that they killed, the leader of Al-Qaeda, we learned that he was killed by a non-explosive flying Jinsu. What? A shuriken thrower. Amazing. Ninja Hellfire. Wow. The missile comes in and shoots blades. Shoots shurikens, basically. And they call the drone that throws this missile a Ninja Hellfire. That, I didn't know that we were there. I didn't. They are basically at the point of saving the wife. Because that's the old way to do what they've done would be to burn the whole floor of the house. And then there would be like 7 kids die and the wife died and the servant died, and they'd be like, he used his wife and his kid as a shield. But no, we're at the point of shuriken throwing right on the target. In fact, the reason it was possible to do this in this case is that the guy was hanging on his balcony every morning. So, Mama JF keeps wanting me to spend more time outside, but at some point you have to spend all of your days inside. You have to go outside at irregular hours, because one day they will throw a shuriken at you. You have to be careful with that kind of stuff, especially if you are in the eye of the CIA and those people. Paladin sends $25. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, being that you are now a successful farmer, are you in danger of becoming Chauncey Gardner with your increasing gardening metaphors about life? I don't know who that is. Chauncey Gardner. Chauncey Gardner. It's a movie. There's a pro football guy named Chauncey Gardner, NFL stats, an American football safety for the New Orleans. So does this guy made gardening reference or whatever? That's all I see right here. There's also a movie about Chauncey Gardner called Being There. I don't think you have to worry, although I will use indirect gardening language when I have to hide what I'm saying. So, if I talk about seeds, about lettuce growing, about... Sometimes it's coded language to mean other things. California truckers claim small victory after judge seeks more time to review the AB5 suit. So that is in relation to the truckers' new rules that will basically make life impossible for truckers in California. It's a small victory because it's really just a pause of the process. Senate passes long-sought bill to help veterans affected by burn pits. I had at this point, I've heard about burn pits so often, I decided to check it out on Wikipedia. So apparently, these burn pits have affected millions of American Army personnel. It's that when they are in foreign countries, they don't really give a shit about CO2 emissions. And so they burn everything from the army, they burn their trash. If they have to leave and they have a lot of stuff they want to get rid of, they burn everything. And as it turns out, the smoke goes in a certain direction, and sometimes it's not the right one. So they got intoxicated with their reckless burning of stuff. Okay, maybe you shouldn't burn stuff like this. Maybe you should make smaller fires, because when you make a large fire like this and you don't control the direction of the smoke, you're gonna breed some bad stuff. Paladin sends another $25. He says, I figured you would have surely seen the movie Being There with Peter Sellers. It's a must-see classic. Ah, see, that's what he was referring to, Being There. No, I have never seen this, but I'm sure Mama JF has taken a note of it and we might watch it tonight. After the death of his employer, forces him out of the only home he's ever known, a simple-minded, sheltered gardener becomes an unlikely trusted advisor to a powerful tycoon and an insider in Washington politics. Well, since you paid me $50, I might watch it. But holy shit, does this seem like a bad premise for a movie? I would imagine this movie maybe as a English movie, like, oh, it's European. It's more weird. We filmed it in all sorts of angles. But as an American movie, ah, that sounds like crap, man. Identifying if Pfizer had bad batches from a lot size Freedom of Information Act request. Jason Morfett, PhD, is substacking this information. Very interesting. He's made an analysis of number of death versus lot number for the Pfizer vaccine, and he's also done it, I believe, for the Moderna. And what you realize is that there are some batches that seem to be associated with much more variability in the number of deaths, whereas as you get into the later batches, it gets lower and lower number of deaths. This looks to me like there was an initial manufacturing process that may have been killing people. Because why would you have so sudden, you have a certain amount of death for batches, and ignore those batches because they are believed to be improperly numbered. And he explains this later in the blog. But just consider those batches here, and consider that they are ordered by time of conception. You had an average 0.5 people per 10,000 dying. And suddenly, starting at a given batch, the number gets systematically lower and stays low. This looks like a manufacturing issue that was actually solved. That was actually solved by Pfizer right here. I mean, I don't know how else do you explain this. It looks like there was a manufacturing issue with the first batches. They eventually found a solution to it, but they didn't say it. They just continued selling the vaccine. Some random bloke says, "Hey Jeff, do you play video games? I play Dota and sometimes Fortnite, but mostly Dota 2, and that's it." Some random bloke says, "We can still win the demographics game, JF." And he sends me this article. "A reversible form of death. Scientist revives cells in dead pig's organs." That's your solution to the demographic problem? I don't see it happening. And anyways, you're going to be revived to just be old. Firestarter is on the Discord asking if the show is canceled today. I'm live, bro. Here, I'm live, bro. Why are you not watching? Firestarter should be capable of finding an ongoing show. What's happening with our Firestarter? Mickey Daza says, "Dota is the most practical game in my opinion. Tons of people across the planet play it." Absolutely. See, a game that I really liked, Left 4 Dead. It was totally killed by the absence of a community. It was totally killed by... You were starting a game, you were ending with three noobs. They would disconnect, they wouldn't last for 40 minutes. And you ended up alone as the hunter, you know. Rah! Rah! And it sucked. It sucked just because there was a lack of community organizing. What else do we have in the news before we conclude the show? Nicholas Cruz, the shooter in the Parkland case, is undergoing his punishment moment in the trial. So they are trying to determine what is the appropriate punishment. I think it's pretty clear that it's going to be something like prison for life or something of that kind, or maybe even death penalty. I don't know. Ongoing Solana hack hits 8,000 wallets, draining $5.2 million so far. Solana, I don't know. I will not keep Solana. I do not care about this crypto, but hopefully you have not been targeted by this act. And Firestarter is now here. Somehow he missed the show. Firestarter, how can you do this to me? He says the show wasn't showing. Well. Anyways, you should be always following the updates on announcement in the Discord server or my Gab or Minds or Parler or whatever, locals. Cinema stalls revamped reconciliation bill demands several changes. So perhaps this girl will eventually come and wreck the opportunity for the Democrats to pass with Joe Manchin their law. But what she's demanding, they're probably going to do. They're probably not going to have a big problem doing. She wants to not patch the interest loophole, which is, I don't know if loophole is the correct term, but basically it allows investment managers to pay lower taxes as it's not considered part of their ordinary income. But that's pretty much how it is also in Canada. I don't know if the US wants to become super severe on this because people are trying to make 10%, 12% interest. And if it gets taxed too harshly, there's nothing left and there's no incentive at investing. Capitol Police raises questions with job listing to hire own federal prosecutors. Who signed off on this? The Capitol Police job listing says the attorney would work under the DOJ and Capitol Police, despite the police not being part of the executive branch. So they are taking issue with the fact that it shouldn't be the case that the Capitol Police list a job that is directed by the DOJ. Okay, maybe a technical matter, but perhaps very important. Firestarter says, also couldn't load Odyssey an hour ago. Well, it's probably then you have a problem of refreshing with the website. Sometimes it happens. I'm sure they will fix this. To stop inflation protest, Panama fixes prices of groceries, medicine. There you go. Communism fixes everything. They have set the price of 72 food items and imposed price caps on 150 medicine. Okay. And yesterday I reported that Paul Pelosi was on drugs when he got arrested. That was false. But it's not my fault. I was reporting what he was being accused of in the court. But the California prosecutors made an error. They copy-pasted. They copy-pasted his... the complaint against Paul Pelosi from a general model complaint. And the general model complaint was containing the accusation that the person was on drugs. I mean, holy shit, this is Paul Pelosi. You wanna read over again. You wanna check it back. The California prosecutors fault auto-generated boilerplate language for Paul Pelosi drug allegation. Ah, that is incompetence at its best. In this case, also, we have learned that Paul Pelosi has entered a guilty plea. A not guilty plea, sorry. His attorney, Amanda Bevins, entered the plea to two counts related to a May 2022 DUI arrest. Paul Pelosi did not attain the arraignment. Paul Pelosi, 82, will remain free on his own recognizance after the arraignment. He is scheduled to appear in court on August 23rd. I don't know what will be his argument. Paladin sends $25. He says, it happens to everybody. Once you decide to plumb your own house or start a successful garden, you begin to express your ideas through these newfound lenses. I noticed an upting in your gardening metaphor. That's all I was saying. You should still watch the movie. All right, all right. And you're right. You're right. I have used gardening metaphors when I was hiding, when there were subjects that I couldn't talk about. But you're right, and yes, plumbing also, you know, I don't know, I cannot think of plumbing metaphors that are not sexual in nature, but I'm sure I will come up with some eventually. Yes, that is true. I will also watch the movie because you mentioned it, and because I'm at a very low level of quality of movies at this point because we're done watching, how do they call it? Stranger Things. It was watchable, but it's not a superb thing. It's not mind-blowing. It's like mysteries and the mind and everything is complex. And it's just a recipe that's consumable. Stranger Things is consumable, but it's not excellent. All right, I'm starting to feel my allergies coming back. I will cover this last news item before I go to end the show. As Taiwan warns Chinese maritime and aerial blockade ensuing, Pelosi says, real issue is I'm a woman. During Pelosi's visit to the self-ruled island of Taiwan, China's government issued an alert telling commercial airlines to avoid airspace, blah, blah, blah. But what did Pelosi say? They didn't say anything when the main men came, a reference to the fact that in April, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham Rob Menendez, Richard Burr, Ben Sasse, Rob Portman, and Ronny Jackson visited Taiwan. Oh, well, I don't think it's because she's a woman. I think it's because she occupies a much more important position, a much more important official position in the U.S. government, which gives a symbolic a meaning to her visit that Lindsey Graham cannot provide. So I think that's what it is. All right, guys, I have to go get my allergy pills and I'll go to sleep. Much love, and I will see you all tomorrow. By the way, we're working with the Crucible. Someone wanted me to debate a guy named Jim Bob, who says he's a rational guy, but he doesn't believe in evolution. And so we might have an evolution debate soon on the Crucible. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.